This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police in Thailand say at least 34 people were killed Thursday in a mass shooting at a children's daycare center. At least 22 of the victims were children. Thai news outlets say the suspected gunman later shot and killed his family, then himself after the rampage. Police say he had a shotgun, a pistol, and a knife. They have identified the suspect as an ex-police officer. Mass shootings are rare in Thailand, even though the rate of gun ownership is high compared with some other countries in the region. The governor of Ukraine's Zaporizhia region says two people are dead after Russian rockets slammed into residential buildings in the region's namesake city. The governor posted on his instant messaging channel that several people were rescued from the buildings, including a three-year-old girl. The airstrikes come just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that the country's military had retaken three more villages in Zaporizhia. Zaporizhia is one of four regions that Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed in violation of international laws Wednesday and is home to a nuclear plant that is under Russian occupation. The Kremlin said Thursday that an OPEC decision to sharply cut production was designed to stabilize global oil markets after Washington said the move was a concession to Moscow. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said it was proof that, quote, some countries understand the absurdity, end quote, of Washington's demand for a price cap on Russian oil. For more on these and all of the stories we're following today, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. 12 North Korean military planes flew in formation in an apparent drill Thursday, South Korea's military said, adding that it had scrambled 30 fighter jets in response. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said 8 fighter jets and 4 bombers were thought to have conducted air-to-surface firing drills. Greece's Coast Guard said at least 16 people were dead after a boat carrying migrants sank Thursday near the eastern island of Lesbos. About 40 people were on board the vessel. All 16 fatalities were women. Sprawling Xinjiang is the latest region in China to be hit with sweeping COVID-19 travel restrictions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Trains and buses in and out of the region of 22 million people have been suspended as China further tightens control measures. Likewise, passenger numbers on flights have been reduced to 75% capacity. A notice from the regional government said the measures were enacted to strictly prevent the risk of spillover of the virus, but gave no other details. The new restrictions come ahead of a key Communist Party Congress later this month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Agencies in the western U.S. state of California have devised a plan to reduce their water usage as levels of a major river are shrinking. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
California water agencies that rely on the parched Colorado River say they are willing to cut their use by about one-tenth. The proposal to cut 400,000 acre-feet annually marks the first time California water agencies are publicly and formally indicating what they're willing to give up since federal officials demanded major cuts this summer. The agencies supply water to farmers and millions of people in Southern California. Drought, exacerbated by climate change, is diminishing the river, which provides about one-third of Southern California's urban water and is the only source of water for farms in the Imperial Valley. California shares the river water with 6 other states, tribes, and Mexico. California, however, has rights to the single largest share and is the last to lose water in times of shortage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature will be announced Thursday at the Swedish Academy in Stockholm. One clear contender is Salman Rushdie, the Indian-born writer and free speech advocate who spent years in hiding after Iran's clerical rulers called for his death over his 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses. The 75-year-old Rushdie was stabbed and seriously injured in August at a festival in New York State. And recapping our top story, police in Thailand say at least 34 people were killed Thursday in a mass shooting at a children's daycare center. At least 22 of the dead were children. Via